Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Please let some people know about the Make Your Day Count radio broadcast. We're continuing to talk about health all this week, and we have our biblical backing for good health. This isn't just us trying to be in the position of health and nutritionists, because we're far from that. But we know what the Bible says.
Yeah.
We know that Jesus's desire was for people to be healed, for them to be in optimal health. And he promoted that in his earthly ministry. And then we have so many scriptures, with the primary one for this week being 3 John chapter 2, where it is said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." So we have to change the way we think about our health. Know that our health is our responsibility.
Yes.
It's the temple here. Our body is the temple where our spirit is housed temporarily.
Yes.
And in order for our spirit to be able to do the work that it is sent in the earth to do, we need our temple to be in shape.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes we need to come back and just consider some things, just like a physical building. After it's there for a certain amount of time, there's repairs and maintenance and such that need to be done. We have to consider again to bring it into restoration. So let's consider again our personal bodies, our physical health, to be able to continue with longevity, with enthusiasm, this race that is set before us.
And choosing to live a healthy lifestyle is costly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let that resonate or, you know, marinate. Mm-hmm. Making a quality decision to live a healthy lifestyle is costly. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost you. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's one of the reasons why we don't. Mm-hmm. Because we do not want to pay the price. Mm-hmm. So since I don't want to pay the price, I'm under this illusion that Jesus Christ came and Jesus is the miracle maker. Jesus says in his word, "By his stripes, I'm healed." Mm-hmm. He was wounded for my transgression. And we use that so much in church. Mm-hmm. He was bruised for our iniquity. And by his stripes, we are healed. So now I can say, I'm healed. I can live anyway. I'm sorry. No. We just take that whole thing out of context. Okay? Look. We know he give us the knowledge, the understanding, how, and we have all the nutritionists in this world here, all around us. There are plenty of them that are qualified, and they can teach us how to live a healthy lifestyle, because the nutritionist is not the pastor. The pastor is different, okay? He's centering and the spiritual condition of our life. The nutritionist not the pastor, so the nutritionist is concerned about how you live your life healthy. Okay? So they all go together.
Mm-hmm. Pastor just said choosing a healthy lifestyle is costly, An unhealthy lifestyle is also costly.
Yeah,
so we have to look at where that cost comes. So when we have an unhealthy lifestyle, the cost is on the back end. The consequences that we have then. The medical bills and the limitations.
Yes.
The cost is on the back end.
Stay there and teach it.
But then when you are choosing a healthy lifestyle, the cost is on the front end. Yeah. And when we say cost, sometimes automatically dollar signs come flying.
No.
But it's not that. Cost is what we're doing in order to promote it, in order for it to come to pass.
I got to give up.
Yes. Yeah. So on the front end, healthy, there's things that it's going to cost. We're going to have to eliminate some things from our diet. We're going to have to add some things to our diet. We're going to have to add some activity to our lifestyle. We can't be continually in a state where we're not getting, you know, much movement throughout the day. It's not good for our circulatory system. It's not good for our respiratory system. It's not good for any system of our body. And because of modern technology and such, a lot of people do find themselves sitting for extended periods of time just to be able to get their work complete. So we have to make a quality decision. We have to make adjustments so that we do have those opportunities to move and such throughout the day. You know, and sometimes people say, well, it's too expensive financially to eat healthy. Well, not really, because once you eliminate all the unhealthy stuff from your diet, you just freed up a lot of your budget for grocery shopping.
Beautiful.
And then when you begin to eat more nutritious foods, your body will stop triggering that it's constantly hungry.
Yeah.
The body is constantly triggering it's hungry because we're putting stuff in it that's not giving us the nutrients that we need. So it keeps telling us every hour, every 2 hours, you're hungry. And we keep getting another bag of chips, keep getting another donut, we keep getting another, you know, something in the microwave real quick. And our body keeps saying, you're hungry, because it's not getting any nutrition out of those foods that we're putting in. But then when we do make those adjustments and we begin to eat more healthy, nutritious foods and such, your body will stop triggering. And I speak from experience. Your body will stop triggering because it's satisfied. It has what it needs for that time. But in order to know that, you have to test that. And we've been in Daniel chapter 1 where it was tested over a period of time. So you can't just eliminate, say, oh, no, I can't do that. That's too hard for me. Just like with the word of God, with anything, we have to consider it. So if you're automatically saying, well, no, I'm just going to do what I want to do, you're not considering the benefit of making the lifestyle change. In Daniel chapter 1, beginning at verse 14, it says, so he considered with them in this manner and tested them 10 days. And at the end of 10 days, their features appeared better and fatter in flesh than all the young men who ate the portion of the king's delicacies. So there was a physical differentiation between those who continued in their healthy lifestyle of nutrition and those who partook of the king's delicacies. Thus the steward, verse 16, took away their portion of delicacies and the wine that they were to drink and gave them vegetables. You know, sometimes, you know, in the church and such, we'll go through a time of fasting and then we go break the fast at a buffet and eat all the junk that we abstained from during the fast. But that's not the objective, just to be able to get to a finish line. The objective is to make lifestyle changes to continue to operate in health.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say a buffet is like a bar to an alcoholic, you know, because you go there and there's no limit. But another thing I wanted to say that Diana said, when our body tells us you're hungry, it's our mind telling us that. The battlefield is in the mind, and these bad foods for us have addictive properties to it. And so that's why we have to take action in fighting that addiction. And eventually, they say usually around 2-3 weeks, that craving starts to get less and less. And then eventually it becomes so easy because your body adapts. So it's just the very, very beginning that we have to really, really try hard. And then it does become easy. And then you know what happens? You suddenly feel so good. And because you feel so good, that's going to be your trigger to want to do it. Because you remember when you do the bad food, you feel sluggish and your stomach bothers you and this and that. And all for what? For a little taste in your mouth that lasts 5 minutes. I always say that because that's how I feel. I taste something and it goes down and then you ruined it, you know, for what? So the bottom line is that it starts in our head. It starts in our mind. We have to control our thoughts. And you know what I used to do in the beginning, believe it or not, coffee is an appetite suppressant. So I did use that in the beginning to help me not be hungry. But I don't have to do that anymore because now I've been doing a good, healthy lifestyle for so long that that's what is prominent in my life now. I don't even look at sugar anymore. I really don't. And I did have an addiction, and it wasn't good for me. And I feel so much better. So I'm telling you from personal experience, from one foodie to another, it can be done.
And then, as you were saying, and sometimes that's why we break our fasting at church into part one and part two. Mm-hmm. And part one, we explain that this fast is a fast for health. Mm-hmm. It's a physical fast. It's not a spiritual fast. Yeah. It's a physical fast. Fasting for your health. Mm-hmm. Abstaining from things that will damage your health. Mm-hmm. Now, once you have this understanding, if I'm fasting for my health and I find out that all these things that I was eating for the past couple years is bad for good health. So on that fast, I'm going to cut them now. Mm-hmm. So I have to make a sacrifice because my desire is to have those. Because I've been having those for the last...
habits.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm an addict to them.
A habit.
So mm-hmm. now I know the purpose of my fast. I'm not fasting to get closer to God. So we got to understand that. Mm-hmm. We got to understand the difference between the two. So I'm fasting to get away from those food and get closer to the food that is going to make me a better person. Mm-hmm. So I can fulfill the will of God for my life.
Mm-hmm. In Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 44, it tells us, again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. So that's the desire that we must have for our health.
Yes.
That it is the most precious treasure.
Yes.
Is our health. Because
Hallelujah.
Without our health, we have no physical dwelling place for the Spirit of God to operate in the earth. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
a
day
count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.